Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Meetings Concierge podcast, where you can learn everything you need to know to pull off a successful meeting. I'm Nancy Nachman, and I've been in the hospitality industry since 1981. After studying hospitality management in college, I went to work in sales for some of the world's finest hotel companies. While helping people plan their meetings, I realized my hotel insider knowledge and expertise was something I had to share with people who plan meetings. Hence, the Meetings Concierge was launched in 1994. I invite you to email meeting planning questions to me. My email address is nancy@meetingsconcierge.com. And I will be so very happy to provide answers to your questions and concerns. Share with me what went wrong at your last meeting, and I'll help fix it so those troubles don't happen again. And now, let's begin. Let's talk about one of the most important parts of planning a meeting and bringing people together. And it is called the pre-con or pre-conference or pre-convention meeting. There's a pre-conference meeting and a post-conference meeting that you will want to set up with your conference services manager, ideally the day prior to your guests arriving or the morning of your guests arriving, to go over absolutely everything on your agenda to make sure that what you have and you think you know is correct is the same information that the hotel is working with so that they can deliver that perfect service to your guests. Planning a meeting is like the game of telephone. You tell someone something, they tell the next person, and they tell the next person, and it goes on and on and on. And while that happens, you are telling conference services, they tell banquets, they tell the chef, they tell the server. Things fall through the cracks or get miscommunicated. So it's your responsibility as a meeting planner to guarantee that everything is going to work exactly as you planned it to be. So you'll ask your conference services manager to set up this pre-con, as we call it in hotel lingo, or pre-conference or pre-convention meeting. Again, ideally, you're arriving the day before your guests arrive because that allows you and the hotel to work out anything that is not going to be according to plan. So I think ideally I always tell my clients to arrive the day before and work out anything so that by the following day when your executives and your guests arrive, everything is perfect. What you will do is you will ask your conference services manager to invite the department managers from reservations, the front office, perhaps the head bellman if you're sending people in or out on buses to do something while you're there. The bell staff needs to know exactly how that's going to be running. Accounting, because that who is handling all of your billing needs. Security. You know, security is a very, very important aspect to have on your side at a meeting, and every hotel has a security officer and a security department, audio visuals, and of course, you will talk to the front office staff and reservations and go through your numbers and your arrivals, and you might have on your list that you've got 60 guests arriving and they only have 47 listed. So this is your opportunity to work out all of those things that aren't exactly right, including going over your banquet event orders. You can talk with your conference services manager about the exact meeting start and end times, the exact banquet start and end times, and go through exactly what you have ordered.
Maybe you've taken a breakout and you're not going to do an afternoon break on the final day, and that's still on the banquet event orders on the hotel side. So you see, everything that you think is going to run smoothly will only run smoothly if you do a run-through or a pre-con or pre-conference meeting prior to your guests arriving. And as far as back to security, you know, something that you might want to think about is, do you want your company name listed on the board in the hotel that tells which meeting rooms you're going to be in? And you might think about that. There are lately a lot of companies who are keeping themselves kind of private and out of the limelight and not putting their name out there that they're at that hotel meeting at that particular time. Something to think about. I have a client who likes to bring photos of her top executives, like the CEO and the president and the CFO and CMO, and she will show those photos at the pre-conference meeting to every department manager so that they can be greeted and made to feel a little bit more special when they're seen coming in and out of a meeting room or during a break time. So you have to decide if that's important to your executives or not. You know, another topic that's really related to this is, while you're there, you again might say that, oh, we know we had 60 guests stay over last night. Every morning, work with the reservations manager and make sure that what you have on your list as far as how many rooms you had in your group the night before is exactly what the hotel has. Because, you know, attrition can come into play, and this is the exact moment to work that out with the hotel to make sure that all of your rooms are counted toward your contract. And I always like to encourage our clients to also ask the reservations or front office manager every morning, what was the occupancy percentage of the hotel the night before? If hopefully the hotel was sold out and you did not meet all of your requirements to pick up all your rooms, hopefully in your contract you have a resell clause, which says if the hotel is sold out on the nights that you are there and you did not need all of the rooms in your block, the hotel will not charge you for the rooms that you did not need if the hotel was able to sell those rooms in advance of your guests coming in to stay at the hotel. So on the flip side of that, now we're going to go to the post-conference or post-convention meeting or post-con meeting. You may not need every department manager at this final meeting, which takes place on the day that you depart. For sure, your conference services manager, possibly the banquet manager, possibly the reservations manager, so that you can go over your final bills and your final numbers. Because if you don't, and you go back to your office, and the bill arrives in 30 days or 90 days sometimes, you will not remember how many people you served, how many guest rooms you actually occupied. If there's a difference, and believe me, there tends to be a difference between what your numbers show and sometimes what the hotel numbers show, you can work out those details prior to departure so that you are not charged for meals or rooms that you did not occupy. And I think it's very important to have this meeting also because perhaps there were service issues or personnel matters, and it's your opportunity to work out those kinks at this last final meeting. And sometimes you have to ask for a refund because perhaps everyone's meals came out at different times, or oops, we ran out of chicken and we had to serve the other people a turkey. You wouldn't believe the things that can and do happen at hotels. It doesn't always go according to your exact plan. So this is your final opportunity before you depart to have this very important meeting with your conference services manager, maybe your sales manager, whoever you think it is important to have there and arrange to have that meeting prior to your meeting taking place. For example, if you're going to a hotel for a meeting in about a week's time, prior to that, arrange for your pre-conference and post-conference meeting. Have those set up in advance so that you are prepared and so is the hotel. You want to have confidence going in and confirmation going out. On a final closing note, when you plan your next meeting, this is a great way for you to start figuring out, well, what did we spend last time? How many rooms did we actually use? How many people were actually served at the meals? It's called history or group history, and sometimes hotels will ask you, well, where have you met in the past, and can you share with me how many rooms you actually utilized out of the block you're requesting? So having all of these details to keep will help you for your future meeting planning when you are deciding where to go next and what is it going to cost you. So again, pre-con, post-con meetings, extremely valuable to you and to the hotel, so that when the lights come on and the curtains open and it's showtime, everything is perfect because you planned a great meeting. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Meetings Concierge Podcast. I truly love sharing my knowledge and expertise about planning meetings. For more information about my complimentary service, or if I may answer any of your questions, send an email to me, nancy@meetingsconcierge.com. Until next time, bon voyage.